Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to 2 bonus episodes a week, video feeds, and more. Visit reallifesci-fi.show for all of our links and stuff. If you have a topic, there's a Discord. You can join that, or you can email us, wadeandwillie@gmail.com. To say stuff to us. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. Sorry, I was catching up to my notes. Local Fort Collins DJ, friend of the podcast, returning for his 3rd episode, Drib. What up, Drib?
What's up, guys? How you doing tonight?
Yo.
How's it going? So I didn't know about I didn't know that you were a local celebrity. Like, how does that, when you go get a sandwich at, what's the place called? I was trying to do local Fort Collins references.
Yeah.
Avogadro's number.
Avogadro's number.
Yeah. Avogadro's
number. Yeah. I've DJed there. In fact,
do you have a sandwich on the menu named after you?
Not yet.
the DMB.
It's probably coming.
The dill pickle and the bologna.
What? That's DMB?
Drum and bass. I'm just like.
Oh, drum and bass.
I like that.
DMB sandwich.
That's good.
And you said pickle and what?
Oh, the pickle barrel. Oh, pickle and bologna. Pickle barrel's closed, that restaurant.
What's pickle and bologna?
D&B dill pickle and bologna sandwich.
Oh, dill pickle.
That would be the Drib.
I'm going to have that tomorrow. That's good.
Yeah, I don't know. D&B. I can't think of one D. I can't think of one. Not that it needs to, but that's just like I'm in my head that I can't think of one ingredient. Like people just wanting to say dry bread and it's just a big dry bread sandwich.
No sauces.
Nothing.
Just open the bread up.
Just over toasted, like hard, dry bread. That would be my sandwich for you. sorry. Drum and bass. So that's what you do, drum and bass?
Oh, yeah. I do a lot, but drum and bass is definitely a part of it.
Any trip hop in there?
You know it, even though the kids don't care for it. The old people
do
want it. No, the kids hate it.
Why do they hate? Why? What's wrong with it?
It
they
sounds need, like old music.
Yeah, the kids need.
Well, what is trip hop?
Trip hop really to me is like a 90s art form.
Can you just do it with your mouth? Like do one with your mouth.
Well, it's just like an old school
Willie
rap beat.
Willie can do it. Do an old school
rap beat, Willie. Like it's just a regular rap beat from like.
Oh, it's. Doom, doom. Oh, and then, okay, and then
and
what's
then they
the
put, like, a bunch
about?
Of, like, samples on top of there, put some effects and echoes
pew,
on
pew,
it.
Pew, pew, pew.
And then that is what makes it trip-hop.
It's like hip-hop with synth.
It's like hip-hop without the lyrics and with more synth. Yeah.
A lot of effects.
The kids these days, need the lyrics, and it kind of
they want lyrics, they want bass lines and breakdowns and...
Well, I'm with them.
That's fair.
Why take out the part of the reason why people listen to that music?
Have you had
the words and the messages and the rhymes
to
and
me,
the flows?
When you have lyrics, a lot of times they make the song to the lyrics, so it's like poetry with music accompaniment, as opposed to that's why I can stand some newer stuff where it's like, oh, the music was here. And then you added your vocal layer as another track.
Fair enough. If you're on the dance floor, you're just into the vibe. You don't really need the lyrics, right? You just want to fucking go. All right.
Have you had anybody approach you like they're embarrassed? Like, oh, hey, Drib, big fan of yours.
Maybe not quite like that, but I've definitely had people come up to me and say, hey, I've seen you DJing and you're reasonable.
The last person I did that to was a Single Cell Orchestra. He was just at a restaurant. I was like, oh fuck, dude, like I love everything you made. And he was like with his family or something. His parents looked like they were in town. Hey man, I really like everything you made, man. Keep making stuff.
Will you sign my hand? You're cool. That guy is rad, man. He still makes music. He still has new stuff.
he used to be a stand-up comedian, and Eric Acosta, the first person he met here, was that dude. So like,
wow,
we're like friends of friends of. I should get him on the show. I've been meaning to, but I'm probably too starstruck.
I bet he would be cool. You should get Alex Patterson. You should get DJ Orb on here. He would be good because he's got a lot of, you know, out there ideas too.
All right, I'll send a message.
Okay, he's pretty good.
I got at least
just try. Be like we smoked with you on the bus, brother.
Yeah, that was and fucking
the Juno reactor guy.
Juno reactor. Thank you. Yeah, that was rad.
Good.
Okay, good so night. I'm guessing that you guys went to a lot of raves together.
Yeah,
we did.
Let's get to the WoW scale. Yeah.
WoW scale.
WoW scale stands for Wait or Willie. It's a 5-question quiz. At the end of the quiz, I'll give you a score anywhere between 0 and 5. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wait. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. Are you ready to be weighed on the WoW scale?
Weigh me.
First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
I think I've answered this one differently every time I've been on, but at this time I'm going to answer yes, yes, and yes.
Okay. Ghosts.
No. Hard no.
Bigfoot.
No.
Sorry. Was 9/11 an inside job?
Ah. Boy, it sure seems like it.
Okay. Fair enough. The multiverse. Do you think that the multiverse could exist?
I think it could.
Do you think that there are multiple versions of you in existence?
No.
So you always take it to that.
That would break reality, Willie.
I like somewhere in between.
I know.
It's like, do you believe, I think the question is, do you believe that we could travel between multiverses at some point in the future?
Yeah, forget about the different yous. Because like one idea is if time travel is possible, are you, no, that's parallel reality too.
No, I get what you're saying. As far as the traveling to another universe or whatever, I think that is actually possible, but you have to die to do it.
Oh, consciousness
that's
travel.
Sad.
Yeah, this is the same. We had someone on, you're reminding me of, who died. They thought they had died. Who was that, Willie? You remember that?
It was Chris Qualls. He's a musician, and he thought an event happened where he died, and he was alive in the next reality.
Like this reality was after he died. So you think that?
I think if there is another reality that we can venture to, that's the only way to get there. I don't think we can make a machine or meditate long enough that we can just go there.
You believe that there is a different universe.
I feel like there could be. Yeah,
I guess that's the heart of the
DMT
question. Right?
And seen the creatures.
I saw things.
Jesus Christ.
I mean,
that's like the opening of a cult brochure.
Yeah, well, you know who I saw, Willie?
Have you done DMT?
So, like, what does that mean?
Well,
can I ask this real quick? When did everybody start knowing what Cthulhu was? Because that was within my lifetime that everybody just started knowing what Cthulhu was.
I agree.
I think it's been
the Metallica
like South
song,
Park
I
had
just
it.
Didn't
South
know.
Park. Oh, sorry, Willie. Yeah.
The Ride of Lightning, I didn't know what that was. The Call
I don't
of
even
Cthulhu,
know the
Cthulhu.
Reference.
There's one of the tracks on Ride of Lightning is the Call of Cthulhu, and it's like the bass solo track with no lyrics, really good.
And then South Park probably 5 years ago had an episode where the kids met Cthulhu, I think.
And that was Metallica was 83, and it was probably written in what this I don't know when this shit was written.
Oh, Lovecraft wrote Cthulhu probably in the late 20s, early 30s.
20s, that early shit.
Oh, because it's a Lovecraft thing.
It is.
I always forget where it's from, and I always relearn that. That's why there's this resurgence of Lovecraft shit, man. Like within the past, it's so weird. It's I don't know why, but anyway. You're like a 3, could maybe be a 4 somewhere in there. So you're, you know, like a 3.5, we'll say. Willie,
I'll
hit
take
us with
half.
The topic
tonight.
Yeah, you could be a 4 if you. Hey, listen, if you're taking the points, we'll go with 4.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, crabs. Everything turns into a crab. Carcinization is a type of convergent evolution where non-crab crustaceans evolve to have crab-like bodies. Could we become crabs? This has happened at least 5 times already. Grab a drink and join us as we explore the crab and crab people tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. Now, this evolution is related to crustaceans turning into crabs. But,
so you, okay, yeah. So you said a term. Did you say carcinization? Is that what the term was?
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. It's like, and that, it sounds, and that like is carcinogen.
Like, oh, right. Okay. Okay, you know how in Game of Thrones, not to like immediately derail us without even understanding what this topic is, but like in Game of Thrones, there's the guy who gets touched and he starts scaling up, you know?
Yeah.
And then I heard, after I'd seen that, I heard that there's an actual like disease that was kind of based on. Or do you guys know about that or not?
Yes, I did know at the time. I forget what it was.
There's also, because I don't want to transpose, because there's also the thing where your bones stop moving and you gradually are just like a skeleton, like a skeleton. Not,
gosh,
a skeleton.
I used to
like
remember the name of that. Yeah, your bones fuse together.
Yeah. But is that at all what we're talking about? Any of those two things? Which I think are real.
Right. This is just a funny thing where over millions of years, at least 5 times, different species of crustaceans have evolved into crabs. And then also, you know, half of the crabs that we call crabs aren't crabs, you know, horseshoe crab, spider crab.
Well, so because I don't even know what a crab is necessarily. Like, so when they evolve to become crabs, that doesn't mean much to me because I don't know what wasn't a crab,
especially you know? Since half of the crabs we call crabs aren't crabs, you know what I mean? So it's like,
right, it's the circle it's of very... ignorance.
Yeah,
but when you say evolved into crabs, you mean the definition of crabs?
Yeah.
Okay, then what's the definition of crabs?
I know you have 10 legs and a shell that is like a wedge that goes from small to big, like it's small in the back of the crab. And as it goes to its head, it increases size. And that's like one of the things that crabs have evolved to do is like be able to fit in cracks in rocks and stuff. So it's like a roundish body, wedge-shaped roundish body with 10 legs.
Yeah.
I know that's part of it.
And the shell is them. They're not hermit crab that changes shells and shit, right?
Yeah, hermit crab is a different evolutionary line. Because, you know, the same thing that also happens, and this has happened 7 times, decarcinization, where things have changed from crabs into other things. And the hermit crab is an example of that, where it lost its body, uses its...
That's so fucking sad. So it used to have a shell, and now it's like, oh, fuck. Like, can you imagine the anxiety of becoming sentient and going, ah, I need a shell, and you have to just run and find like an old tin can?
Yeah, well, a lot of times there's a bunch of them that do it together, so it's like, oh, I'll move into this while I move into this. They line up in order.
They trade. Oh, they're socialists. Watch out Midwest, you get a bunch of socialist crabs. That's pretty fucking cool though. So a crab. Okay, I love that. So that's it. It's a wedge-shaped lobster-looking thing with 10 legs.
Which doesn't sound very complicated. You would think like, well, how hard is it to evolve to this place? And I don't think it is that odd that it did. The odd thing is that it did it 5 times.
Because we're a water planet, it kind of makes you go, oh, is this the best survivable creature on this planet since we have land and water?
They breathe underwater or are they amphibious?
I got to look this up because I definitely think that they're both. But all the crabs I've had never came up for air. But you see crabs walking around on land.
You've had crabs in a fish tank?
Yeah, I had hermit crabs. They're pretty cool. And also fiddler crabs. Dude, fiddler crab, giant one arm, just kind of floating like this, waiting for a goldfish to float through it. They grab it and then just start eating it live. It's fucking cool.
I hate it.
I think there are crabs that don't live in the ocean. I think there are crabs that live in like tropical rainforests, like maybe near the ocean, but they don't have to spend like a lot of time underwater.
Okay, so they must be amphibious then.
Many crabs breathe air, but most keep their gills moist to do so. Some species, like fiddler crabs, breathe air as long as their gills are wet. and they have access to air. Other land crabs, such as the coconut crab, have evolved modified gill chambers that function as lungs, allowing them to breathe air for extended periods. They may still need to moisten their gills occasionally, so they can do both.
So you're thinking, Drib, that this is the best, that this is the best that evolution can do.
This is the top of the mountain. Crabs are top.
But what about their brain?
Well, we haven't got to that.
That's a good.
But walk me through this. Walk me through this because I'm envisioning. I don't know the ins and outs of it yet. So you said that this has happened five times. Explain that to me. That it's happened five times.
That means that through evolutionary process, there are other crustaceans that ended up evolving into a crab.
But they don't come in the same. They don't come from the same evolutionary source. Right. So, like, you have these different kinds of crustaceans that don't have any kind of connection, but somehow over history, of them have found their way into becoming crabs.
The parallel is it's all a of these
species hominids, of crab, right?
They don't evolve into the exact same crab. They just turn into
a wedge shaped circular body with 10, really, it's 4 or 8 legs with 2 pinchers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which count as legs. But they're not.
I don't know. That doesn't seem crazy to me. When you explain that the wedge shape is to like go under rocks and that this is the best way to like become, they're like, it sounds like the apex predators of like that world kind of, right? I mean, I don't know, but.
Right. It's weird because I was looking up what eats a crab and it seems like everything does.
Is it like mammals and shit? Is it like the next, that's like the next, you remember in Mike Tyson boxing where you'd go through the circuits or whatever? And like
they're like,
that's like
Joe
the
version.
Next circuit. Yeah.
Everyone does crabs. The next one is
a crab is the king of the fucking bottom one, dude. Like beating crab is kind of hard. Yes. It's easy once you know the trick, but.
Well, I think part of it is knowing they're not evolving into the same crab, but the weird thing is, like, you know, it's got the exact, not exactly, but like, it's got the same body shape, and it came from something that wasn't shaped like a crab. It became this thing like a crab, and 4 other things did the same thing. And like, this has happened with evolution in smaller patterns. Like in Australia, you know, we have all these marsupials that evolved outside of any other influences or whatever genetic.
Yeah, they're not influenced, but they're secluded island.
They've grown into shapes that remind us very much of mammals that we have all around the world, even though they had nothing, they weren't connected to those mammals whatsoever. And it's a much smaller thing. It's like, okay, we have 2 comparisons.
What other mammal does a kangaroo remind you of? I think that I don't think freaks.
Picture the kangaroo rat. You know what I mean? They have the same leg. I know that they're not marsupials. I mean, that's just my off the top of my head.
Right. But, the koala bear thing I get, you know, they look like bears kind
of. Think so of like a wombat though. Is just a giant hamster.
Yeah, well, you could tell me anything about wombats. I don't know anything about wombat. I don't even think I've ever seen a wombat.
Oh, you'd like it. It's a giant hamster. It's awesome.
All right. I'm just going to be looking up wombats. You guys go on.
Yeah. I mean, and so like I was just saying, like this has happened in other smaller ways with other species on our planet. But because the crabs have done this so many times, people are just like, this is wild. Does this mean something? What is the bigger
thing? Does it mean that we will eventually become crabs?
Sadly, no, I don't think so.
Well, here's the thing. This is where we're going to pivot early. What I want to get into is, listen, unless our planet is the only planet in the universe that has life on it, which I do not believe, then there has to be a crab of the universe. And what is that? What is a creature that would survive best across the galaxy?
Well, okay, but if you're jumping all the way to across the galaxy, because like I would first start with like, well, what was their planetary solar conditions? System. Because then they have to get, well, okay, sure. I was starting with the planet, which means that the crab of that planet looks so different than the crab of any other planet. And then you have to become the crab of your solar system. And then to travel across
I'm jumping straight to solar system because we know the evolutionary path of a sun, of a star. And we know that in order to survive longer than your planet, I'm just jumping off a planet because I'm just going like, sure, well, the crab of your planet is specific to what kind of planet
you're on.
Yeah,
but the problem is I don't know enough about space to know how one would survive.
So forget about space first. Think about we've seen stars being born and we know the whole evolutionary process of a star. And we know now that there are, I think, thousands that, I mean, there's probably more. I don't know the accurate number of how many planets we've observed in the Goldilocks zone. So I'm just picturing a species having to survive the life of a star. They'd have to jump to another planet as it got hotter or grew bigger. So that's where I'm starting first. I only bring this up because right now,
I like the question, but it sounds like you're asking us to conceptualize the perfect society. Or are you saying an organism could do this?
An organism, right? Because like I have two examples just right off the bat. Of course, I'm going to go humanoid because we've had so many aliens that look like humans say, "Oh, I'm from Venus." Alien stories. So I'm going like, is the humanoid human shape the crab of our solar system? And then also the only other thing that could really compete with that would be an octopus, because an octopus could move around in space. I think, forget about what I mean, water's a whole nother issue, for you know, but like the
you just like octopus because we've read a bunch of fun stories about octopus and they look like fucking aliens.
Yeah, I say forget about space, but picture a dense gas planet where like you could still shoot your air and move around and you could grab onto things and I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know how an octopus works, but I guess sure.
I think that's a good idea, Willie. Like I kind of feel that. And like I saw some show about like they were predicting what life would evolve to in the future, like life on Earth, like what scientists maybe thought what some of our animals would turn into in a million years or whatever. And like one of the things they talked about is they thought, you know, octopi and squid would leave the ocean and come to land and live in the forests. And like they're so smart, they're like, this would be the next humans.
Yeah, them getting on land.
They're super because smart.
Going back to the crab, I picture humans coming from water, because why is it that our babies while being born are still living in water? And, you know, they look, the baby looks like a dolphin and basically until they're.
I'm sorry. I was thinking about something. Did you just say babies look like dolphins?
The baby dolphin and baby human in the womb look the same until I think second trimester, but that like they both live in water and they have the same shape. And I know that we're evolutionary. We came from the water.
I thought you were saying after they were born. I was thinking about, so Willie, your choice is either humanoid or octopus. I don't know. I was trying to think of a better one, like a bear. I was thinking about what would be imposing, you know, and like a bear is imposing, but an octopus is very imposing. Maybe a human would be, I guess we're imposing to like cats and, you know, some dogs, but is that even a part of it? Do you even need to be imposing? Like if you're going to a new solar system where it's like the rules are off there, like you don't know what you're getting, right? So like, what do you want to be armed with?
I'm glad you brought that up, because one of the biggest things is using tools, you know, being able to have tools and run.
Ugh, I'm out. Fuck. That sucked. That would suck so much. You go to a new planet, but you got to be running from everything all the time. Ugh.
We have to get rid of arthritis, you know, so that's it. Like I play basketball, my knee's swollen. Go on.
I just think like if there are alien races and they are doing stuff out in space and stuff like that, wouldn't you think they would just engineer beings to be like optimal for the environments they're sending them to, whether it be like zero G or planets?
The most logical step of evolution is for technology to get involved. The only way you could leave the planet is if you have a big brain. Octopi, no matter how advanced they get, I don't think they're going to leave the planet.
That's what they said about the apes, Willie.
Thank you. You're right. Tell me, I guess octopus brain is small.
Octopus brains, I mean, they're very, they have eight brains. They have a brain in every leg.
Uh-huh.
right? Eight brains, I believe.
Do they not have one in the head?
They all work together.
Wait, this is important. They don't have one in the head.
Let me look, because then they could have nine brains. I'm not sure. Let me look real quick.
I mean, because if they don't have one in the head, they're not getting anywhere. We'll just cut off their arms. It's so easy.
Well, the arms grow back, man. They have they do have nine brains. One central brain.
Well, while they grow back, I'll put them in a fucking blender.
Think how awesome an octopus would be in zero G. Like,
I missed the answer.
They have nine brains, one central brain and a brain each leg.
Okay.
Mini brains. Yeah, so they are the ultimate.
Well, but how big is the main brain? Is it big enough? You got to have a big one to get off the planet.
Well, you might have to evolve for millions of years to be there.
Well, what would that look like? Would they just look like us in suits and like they invent capitalism and they go through this fucking arduous process of like having to pay to live? And then eventually someone is like the fucking, we don't even have one yet. I want to say Luigi, but
it's pretty small, man. They say it's like a dog. The octopus brain is about the same size as a dog.
That's huge. That's bigger than our brain.
Comparatively to the body, you mean?
Wait, oh. I thought you meant an entire dog.
Oh, no.
holy shit.
Yeah.
They got huge brains, man. What kind of dog are we talking here?
Largest brain among invertebrates.
So they would rule. Like, what's the monkey that we're from? Is it
Homo sapien? No. But you
the
mean,
one that like raped and beat all the others and fucking like eliminated them through the process of just like rape and murder.
Probably Homo erectus, right?
Who had the biggest brain? I'm asking you to look up way too much stuff based on a throwaway comment that you made about having a big brain, but it just fascinates me. And I'd never heard this.
Homo sapiens had the biggest brains. Neanderthals were the next one, next biggest size.
Okay. Okay, cool.
I'm not reading this fully. Hold on. They might have had a bigger one. You're right.
Oh, fuck. So maybe it's not just about the size.
Bigfoot.
Oh, fuck, dude.
It all comes together, man.
Because that brain's got to be huge. But also, what's the correlation between size? Because
the Neanderthals had the biggest brains.
Oh, fuck.
Didn't work out, though.
Wow, dude.
Well, so then the entire premise is blown. So this whole offhanded comment that you made, we've factually corrected. You don't need the biggest brain to get off the planet. Also,
you've got to be the biggest assholes.
How did I not know about wombats? And they're like the size of dogs, these wombats.
Yeah, dude. They're pretty cute.
I didn't know about these. I've heard wombat, but I didn't know there was like a big fucking. Has anyone tried to domesticate these?
Yeah. I mean,
I guarantee it.
Yeah.
In Australia, people probably have them as pets right now.
I don't know. It feels like maybe this is, we're talking about evolution and stuff. And like maybe the next step in the wombat is that I get rich getting a new breed of domesticated pet into America.
It would be like having a raccoon. It is illegal to have one as a pet. I don't know if it is in Australia, but as babies, they're very cute and stuff. But, you know, if you any wild animal, as soon as they get older, it's like you can't tell a stubborn baby no when it's like hungry and has sharp claws.
Well, leave that to me, man. I mean, by the time I get done with these wombats, I do have a special. I like with animals and children, they understand me probably because of the size of our brains or something. But I can do this. I can domesticate wombats. This should be my new thing. I should move to Australia and domesticate wombats just for Americans. Only Americans.
Wade's wombats. Come and get them.
I'll fucking kickstart this economy all by myself. Trade with Australia, Wade. Then Trump hits me with a bunch of fucking tariffs.
Wombat.
These wombats are too smelly and ugly, and they look like the whores. All right, so Donald.
You build a tunnel so that you can.
Oh, man, if I could build a tunnel from here to Australia, I don't need the wombat stage. I'll just build that tunnel. make a bunch of money. You got to, there's got to be money in tunnels, right?
Oh yeah, dude. As long as it's kind of like the space shuttle. If you can let other people use the tunnel, you make money.
Let's get back to the, it's like the space shuttle. Is that, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But you can't use the space shuttle, can you?
All these military, so many people paid NASA to put their satellites in orbit. Oh, you're going up there? Here, while you're up there, take this money and put my satellite up there.
Oh, okay. They use them as like UPS kind of.
Yeah. Every single space shuttle mission was like, oh, we're testing science stuff. Also, we got paid to put these five satellites in orbit, but.
You sound mad about DARPA. You don't like that?
I don't like when it just everything became secret. They stopped telling us what their payloads were. We used to know. They used to tell us everything they were doing, and then they just stopped. It was all military. Yeah.
Hey, welcome to fucking life, baby. It's just like everything sucks all the time. Get used to it. Let's get back to the. I mean, Drib, do you have any thoughts on like what the premier life form would be? Like what would be the evolution?
Well, I personally think any intelligent race, when it gets to a certain point, it kind of takes evolution by the horns and does what it wants with it through science and
genetics. Well, yeah, kind of like what we're doing. Like we could probably make do that. We could probably do what you said earlier, which is like, oh, that planet is filled with gas or whatever, so let's send in a bunch of these gas breathing like creatures that we've made over the centuries,
and they can do the work.
Yeah.
Well, what do you guys think of binding, where they try to bind babies' heads to make the elongated skull to make your brain bigger? That was the whole point of that, was to have more brain mass.
You're talking about
that, but I don't know if that's how it works. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Did that actually work though?
I feel like the people that did do that, the brain was a little bit bigger. Sure, they were probably influenced by seeing creatures that had that, is what I think. You know, they were copying aliens that were here.
Maybe the aliens told them to do that.
They did get bigger brains, some of them.
Well, and like we're talking about like this repetitive process, right? Where all these things turn into this thing. And like we see it in movies and stuff constantly. Like think of Avatar. When they announced what Avatar was going to be, I was like, this will be sweet. Like, they're going to put their consciousness in some wacky aliens. And it turns out it's just like a humanoid cat person.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's like two eyes, two arms, five fingers, two legs. Like, maybe there is something to this. Like, it kind of makes sense. I'm not saying Avatar is science, but maybe.
But if you could go to a planet and there was something there similar to you, you know,
I like, just feel like a centaur shape is better.
Yeah, geez.
Right? Because like, because then you're stronger and like you can jump higher. Plus you have the arms. I don't know if you, it doesn't feel like, well, without the hooves, I'm like a human, like just like us,
okay.
But then like a weird horse extension, you know,
if you had horns, you could run into the tree and knock the apples off.
Well, he's not wrong.
You don't have horns. That's a minotaur. A centaur is just a man with a horse body. But my legs are all human legs, so I could have shoes. Think of the cool shoe combinations you could do with four legs. Oh, yeah. Man. I just think that's better. Like if you're talking about like the Avatar world, and it would have been like a fun first act if he's like, how am I supposed to use these extra two legs? I don't have an extra two legs. And they're like, it's synapses, like use your brain.
That's what I was hoping it would be like. It's like some really weird...
Yeah, yeah.
Creatures, but that's not what it is.
Well, I mean, we were all disappointed in Avatar, weren't we? Like, even I, who had no expectations, was like, I don't care about this movie at all. And I've had like 20 years to think about this, and I don't think I'm being a hater. It's just like not a good movie.
It's so big of a budget that like they made you think about caring about it.
But it's like you have this technology where you can like, oh, that's such a great premise. Like you get into this thing and now you're a different thing. And like, oh, you don't have legs anymore. What a great fucking character for us to base this on. Cause you can use your legs now. But also it's like fucked up, dude. It's so fucked up. You have like 16 arms, you know,
it's you're a spider like, person.
Walking again, but he's like falling all around and shit.
Yeah. Or if it was like a creature that ate humans. So like, like there was moral things to it too, or it was like, fuck.
Yeah. So anyway, it was just, but it was just Pocahontas. And now like he just lives in the thing. I don't even understand what's happening. I liked the second one just because I was like, I'm going to get stoned and watch him swim around in water. And that was fun. But like, I couldn't tell you the story.
Does he have three kids or is there a third one that I watched? He's got a few kids, right?
Well, the third one's definitely not out because the third one's going to be like fire. Okay. Or okay.
So
like
I saw
that.
The second one. Yeah. That one was weird because it was like the kids were fighting. It's like, fuck, dude. I don't want to see kids fighting. I mean, you know, it felt like Stargate.
When you're softy, dude. You've changed so much since you had a kid, dude. It's like ridiculous.
I'm just like, I don't you know what I mean?
Kids fight.
Well, no. I'm just saying, like, they
what
tried
do you think Karate Kid was
to
about?
To the next heartstring of like, Now you care even more about this guy. You forgot.
Oh, maybe, but I don't know because like it's not like your cast can age. Like I don't know why you would be setting up like the passing of the torch at this point because like we already know there's going to be seven more and the guy can't age because it's all fucking CG. So did I miss your point? Like I just
felt weak to me. It felt weak to have that.
Yeah. Oh, well, see now I'm sorry. I'm just diagnosing it. And I'm thinking like, yeah, well, okay. Because you need more storylines, right? You can't always go back to like the fucking army shit. I don't even think thing was. So you're like building, he's world building and you saw through it. I get it. Yeah. Don't make seven movies then. Like what is he? I'm sorry. I don't want to talk about Avatar for this long, but like I've never understood it. Like he's one of the best filmmakers. He's maybe the best filmmaker. Like he's up there with Spielberg because like he does like he spans genres. He makes fucking interesting movies regardless of the genre.
Dude, Terminator 1 still like probably top five movie for me. It's just.
Yeah, it's like the action movie that defined a generation of action movies, right? Everything was based on Terminator once Terminator came out. And then he does Alien. And then it's like, okay, fucking holy shit. Or no, he did Aliens. I'm sorry, Aliens. Anyway, all I'm saying is he's like the best at making movies. And then he decides, I'm just going to do Pocahontas for eight more movies. I'm going to do this weird blue thing. And I'm just bummed, man. I want more. I want like a fucking, I don't know. Yeah,
James Cameron is amazing. He is. I mean, I saw Alien on the big screen last week. Like, Aliens, really? I mean. And it was phenomenal. It was great. And I was like, this is one of my favorite movies I've ever seen. Like, I love this. But like, when I watch Avatar, all I'm seeing is like the tech from Aliens put into like Dances with Wolves.
Anyway, he's great. And I don't like Avatar. And I wish he would not do Avatar anymore.
I second that.
That's it. Willie, get us back on track. Like, do you have more interesting points
well,
that we can debate
I mean,
about?
I mean, the whole point of me bringing any of this up is to just point out the fact that, or to re-bring up the idea that so many people have these alien stories of them being humanoids. And so a lot of people are turned off by it because they're like, well, aliens can't look like us. And I'm like,
well, can I interrupt real quick? If this goes nowhere with what you're saying, then we can disregard it. But like, don't you think that like there's a chance that every abduction is psychosis and you are just seeing like what you would be familiar with? So like what's more familiar than like a humanoid type of thing?
I believe that that's a possibility for sure. One of the first quote unquote alien abduction stories is this dude Ezekiel from Genesis. I don't know. Listen, old biblical accounts. Because like there's one dude, Ezekiel, who talks about seeing the earth from basically from the heavens. I don't know. When you look at old ancient stories, we've applied our beliefs onto their stories. But then if you just listen to them, you know, like the Dogon tribe say that they're from that their ancestors came from, yeah, from Sirius. And I don't know, the Ezekiel thing's pretty compelling.
But this is all just, it's just a backup that humanoid is good, is like a good evolutionary, like if we could be the crabs, like the crabs of the future are more humanoid than not, probably.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we've got with the bipedal stuff, you know, we could have comparatively large brain mass. So, bipedal walking is more energy efficient for long distance travel than quadrupedal locomotion, because like even though like a slow alligator can like outrun you, two legs works better for long distances, you know.
So this is how you spent your afternoon, yeah. Just looking up. good facts about our the human form. Okay.
Legs does have a lot of advantages.
That fucks up my centaur thing then. What is that about? How it's better than four legs?
When you have two legs and you have arms, you can manipulate your environment and you can climb. And like things with hooves, walking on four legs struggle to climb. I mean, cats can climb.
Every four-legged animal.
But mine
is
that we're humans.
Than any two-legged animal for a spurt. You'll never catch a four-legged animal running a marathon. Just, I mean, like not that you really need to escape, but like, yeah, it's more
efficient. Our top speed is higher, shorter than theirs. And their top speed is higher, longer, is what you're saying. So when we could get away. Oh, we have the endurance. It's the endurance aspect. Yeah, but it only takes like 20 feet to get us.
We're talking over millions of years.
No, I understand. I understand. Well, I just think that a human with four legs and a kind of horse ass, it doesn't even have to be as long as it could just be just an extra ass. with two more legs coming out, and
you
then
can't have enough of those.
Dude,
and
I
if they work,
a horse.
If they work, fucking think of running like a horse with four legs.
Horse runs for a mile, and then this person's trying to catch up to him. By the time they do, you can run another mile faster. You know what I mean? Like, you're right. A horse is better than anything I'm thinking of. I keep thinking of alligators because, like, they're so fast, but then they run out of energy. And then they
what about a
sun.
Cheetah?
This is it. Like, because you're only using two legs, you're using so much less energy to do what you're doing. When you have four legs, you're expending your energy on four limbs instead of two.
No, that's not true, because you're using your two legs, aka your arms, to be running.
You could have weapons to fend off the cheetah. That's the other thing. You know?
Manipulating your environment. Grab a rock. Drop him on his head.
Motherfucker. I always picture
What about a bear?
Bitch.
What about a bear?
Well, a bear can do both. Because a bear can walk on its back legs and walk on its
best of both worlds, dude. What's wrong with that? And they
why
use tools.
Isn't the bear
I've seen
the
them
apex?
Stick, I've seen them stick the sticks into the holes to get the ants out.
I know, dude. I want to see a bear-a-thon.
They're getting like, there.
A bear running for like 22 miles on 2 feet.
They do that all the time. Talk to the polar bears, man. That's their life now, is just running away from the melting icebergs.
Well, here's a deep cut, like a deep idea. And I'm going to shoot this at Wade because I know you like the theory that we're in a simulation.
Well, yeah. Out of it, but I read this article and it says that it's scientifically impossible. But go on. I'm still entertaining it.
Okay. Well, as far as this crab thing goes, like think of a computer, think of a supercomputer that's running the simulation over, you know, what feels to us to be billions of years.
Right.
And it's just like, this is all the programming I have for these animals. And it's just like, well, this is the easy answer. We'll just let this one be a crab too. And it's done that a bunch of times because it doesn't know what else to do. It's just like, here's another crab. Here's another. I'm a computer. It's been billions of years.
Yeah, but you know what I like to think about it as? I never played Pokemon, but I always really wanted to because I love the idea of like evolving the characters and stuff. But then Pikachu is just always Pikachu. But can you evolve Pikachu into something bigger than that?
He evolves into Raichu, but it's not that cool.
Okay, but anyway, like I like that aspect of it. And what I'm picturing is with these crab things happening. is they're all just kind of like leveling up, and they all kind of like, you know, come to the same level where it's like, oh dude, they got to the crab level. They're all the crab versions of the, of their guy. That's fucking awesome. Like, I love that shit. I don't know why. So that's the way I'm picturing it. I'm picturing it like, oh shit, let's see which of these fucking crab things now is gonna win. Like, if they go, maybe they'll be friends. That'll be fun too. What's the actual evolution of a crab after that?
Well, you mean the ones that
Yeah, is the hermit crab actually more evolved because he doesn't have a shell? Because the plan is to get out of the water and be a lizard or something?
Every environment is different because, you know, crabs still get bigger. They just molt, but take away molting and they need a shell. They both still grow. They just eat different things in those different environments. So they're only advantageous.
Well, you know what the obvious question is, are we going to develop some sort of armor at some point as humans, you know, if we're traveling and I don't know, I guess we've built a bunch, but like, I don't know. Nah,
here's my question for you. Let's say you're going to Mars and you need to build a robot that's very intelligent. What body shape would you give it?
Centaur.
Yeah.
Ooh, you could ride it. Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Have you not seen the robotic horse you can ride?
It looks like you're riding it like giving a piggyback ride.
They have like a Hyundai or Honda or one of those companies has a robotic horse that you can buy. Well, it's going to go into production here soon.
Wow.
It's real. Yeah, it's crazy.
What is that going to do to like the sidewalks?
Yeah, dude, so it's heavy, just cracking them everywhere.
Does anyone care,
dude? If you drive in LA, like all the tar we have, all the semi trucks, like you have all these weird grooves in the road, you know. Like, sure, some roads are concrete, but some cheap areas, like the roads, the horses, all fucked up.
The robot horse will have rubber hooves,
but it's going to be heavy as fuck.
Yeah.
It probably won't be as heavy as a horse, though. That's for sure.
Definitely look that up when you guys are done. Check it out. It's real. Robo horse is in production.
Well, one idea is
Hang on. I'm sorry. The only people who are going to buy this are police forces, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. I didn't think
farmers
of that.
Are done. There's no fucking farmers.
Oh, I didn't even think about the farm. Yeah. Okay. I guess you could use it on a
weird
farm.
Urban people.
You could herd cattle with those robot dogs, you know? You don't need a fucking horse.
Well, people who are going to want a horse they can just put in the garage and use it when they want.
But that's what I was thinking. I thought it was like the Segway of the future, you know, like where you just see weirdos on these fucking robot horses.
Well, they'll be a robot centaur.
That motherfucker got a cyber horse.
I mean, there's gonna be robot horse races, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is definitely gonna happen.
I wouldn't bet on that because I don't know what programming has gone into these things, and I don't know that they know the odds and are gonna fucking like
You take away the jockey and it's just car racing, except but the betting is there. So,
yeah, but I don't trust the betting because like it's a fucking computer. This is a computer program. Betting on the app. Like,
and then it's like the random number
generator
where it's just like, oh, well, I picked one and it's going really fast in the last 10 meters.
Someone shot the water stream right in the hole perfectly for the last 10 seconds of the race.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, game of chance, like, yeah, we all know that like the NBA is rigged and that the NFL, whatever, but like, I don't know. It makes watching it fun, but if they were all robots, I would be like, I'm not doing this.
You may not do it, but people of the future are going to be into it. They'll be betting their credits for sure.
Well, picture this. It's like, oh, it's Musk versus Bezos, his robots versus his robots. Like, place your bets.
Neither would have the balls to fucking do that. Neither. They're both such cowards that if they ever lost on a public stage, they would never take the chance, dude. Those guys.
Yeah, I know. I picture, you know, this is the future. I picture Bezos versus Musk They each have a rocket ship and they need to deliver a pizza to the other side of the world using a rocket ship that can land. And we're all going to watch it. And there's like a king on the other side of the world waiting for who's going to give him the pizza.
And it's hosted by your fucking guy that you hate. The Carl Sagan. Who's the black Carl Sagan? The updated Carl Sagan? What's his name?
Neil deGrasse Tyson. I don't hate him.
He would definitely be the host of that show. If that's the show of the future, he's the host. I can't think of anyone else.
Yeah, for sure.
Joe Rogan. I guess it could be Joe Rogan.
but like a network wouldn't hire him at this point, right? Because he would ask for too much because he makes so much money.
No, but I think he would do it for the clout of like, yeah, I host the show that fucking Elon, like I tell Elon for 1 hour a week, I tell Elon and Jeff Bezos what to do.
That's an interesting idea is to throw pitches at Joe Rogan at this point. Because I'm like, what am I going to pitch to Disney? They're not going to fucking buy anything of mine. I'll throw some ideas at Joe Rogan. Hey, man, what if you had this show, dude?
He's not going to listen to you. Joe Rogan won't even let people in his fucking green room that perform on the show that night.
I know. Like, you're right. But the whole point of me bringing up this robot thing is like in the UFO conspiracy lore.
I'm sorry. I should have let you have your fantasy where you make a good Joe Rogan show. I don't know why I shot that down. Like, none of this is going to happen. I'm like, you can't pitch to Joe Rogan, dude.
No, but it's good to get over it quickly because, like, yeah, let's go.
Oh, yeah. I don't want you thinking about it for 4 more hours. Like, you get off and you're like, okay, Joe Rogan list. I'll bet I can tweet him or something.
we've been doing this podcast for 10 years. We haven't grown, but we're still going.
We have nothing.
We watched you create a show and then blow up.
Based largely on the material we were doing.
When we started, you were just like the host of some like eating bugs and poop show.
It felt like an Adam Carolla. Yeah, but he got to start with news radio and like that's the best cast in the world. So you got to give him that.
So one idea in the UFO world realm lore is that these gray aliens are actually like synth robots, that they don't have souls and they can survive in our environment. That's why they're piloting these crafts to Earth, is because a lot of these aliens can't survive here. And so I know that this is kind of deep, into it, but the reason why they made that shape is because they can pick things up, they can walk, they look somewhat familiar to people. You don't want, but like the functionality of it is the real reason of it. And that it was, if you're going to make a robot, you're not going to make it look so much different from yourself. That's the idea, is that this bipedal alien created the gray alien robot.
Well, that's an unnecessary idea. That's just like two ideas that one person is backing up. It's funny that they're like, it's robots, and the reason they look like that is because the aliens look like that. It's like, oh, well, okay, this, first of all, this is all fake. Now it's just two levels of fake. You know what I mean?
And I agree with you, but I wouldn't make a dog robot. You know what I mean? I wouldn't, like, because it's like, hey, I'm,
well, yeah, if we're
talking dog, like, and not use its mouth.
No, of course. If we're talking about a robot that I can control, like he's a video game.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to go humanoid. So, yes, I mean, the logic tracks. So the reason I think that is the same reason that the aliens would think that. They wouldn't show up and be like, let's make it look like one of them. What does the
three
X button
arms
do? Yeah. Like, that would be fucked up. So, yeah, that makes sense.
A pocket lung. You throw a wrench in the lung. I don't know, whatever.
Like a marsupial kind of.
Yeah, totally.
Where's the inventory? This character doesn't have inventory. You need the fucking marsupial. If you think about it like a video game, I understand it. Because it's like, it's hard to think of any robot that you could control with the finesse of your own body is the whole point, right? But if they're that technology advance forward that they can do that, like the monkeys with the things controlling the arms or whatever. Sorry,
yeah,
was that clear?
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, Oh, Steve Drape does it. There was a video, and now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know if it's real or not, but there was a video of a monkey that was his, you know, synaptics. Is that right? He was like hooked up and he was controlling like this robot arm that was right next to him.
Okay. Like Elon's like brain pod.
Yeah, it was. I think it was an Elon thing. Who knows which fucking venture this was? But yeah, if it made sense to my brain, that would be the one that I would want.
Well, I mean, if I was an alien race, I would make a robot that looks exactly like a human.
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Like I would
no,
make
I mean,
look
you're saying
straight up. Yeah. Human. Like right. Not like a gray or whatever.
Yeah,
it would be a human.
But the reason you would do that is so that they could fit in with society, right? But like they're still robots. So maybe that's why they don't do that, because they're not like that good where they could just be like walking around without like bumping into people constantly, you know?
Man, if I can travel through the universe, I got robots you can't believe.
Well, okay, but then why do any of this? Because then you could just be like, I can travel through the universe. I can snap my finger and none of these people exist and we take all of their resources.
It's well, funny because no I'm going like, well, there hasn't,
exactly.
There hasn't been
so
an attractive
what's the best robot.
Let's tease them a little. Let's tease them. Let's scare them. And then we'll come down and be the hero.
I mean, like, my whole thing is that, like, we've seen things survive in space. And so, to me, everything is out the window. You know, we've seen tardigrades, we've seen mushroom spores, and we've seen, type of bacteria. And, like, because these things have been in space and survived, it just makes me automatically think panspermia, the idea that something from one planet, life from one planet could move and migrate to the other planets from comets or meteors or asteroids hitting the planet and blowing them onto another one. That's one way. Like picture a comet. They think that
but
a
that
lot
almost,
of the water
but
from Earth.
Isn't that beyond argument? Listen, I don't study this shit, but to me that just sounds like, yeah, because you're talking about these things that are surviving in space, aren't they? What did you list? They're like single-celled organisms, aren't they?
Tardigrade is a little water.
Okay, but tardigrade's the one bigger one, right? But the rest are...
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, of course. Like, of course that's where life comes from. It has to be, right? Like, it's...
It's not accepted by the scientific community, panspermia.
But we're just here. Like that, to me, like, without doing any research or knowing what I'm talking about at all...
Yeah,
that's
it makes sense.
What I would choose to believe.
Dude, picture comets. This is fucking hitting all the planets. If there's anything in that water, like they think that most of the water from Earth came from comets.
But that's cool too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant then something would grow and kill us all or whatever.
Well, maybe what Willie's saying is like all that water that was coming to Earth, something maybe came with it and that's what started.
Yeah. And so that stuff went to other planets too, you know? And
Mars.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, the whole thing about like, God, we're so fucking whatever this episode, like we're all over the place, but like, and it's mostly my fault, but like the whole thing about how we're just in the middle of an explosion right now that like hasn't finished is it's been fucking with me. And I'm like, yeah, like, obviously there's no God and nothing matters. Like we're in the middle of like a chemical reaction.
But if you look at my problem, I'm going to cut you off because that's one interpretation and I don't believe in that model. If you look at the toroid shape of a universe, you can. So picture a donut, the shape of a donut. It's like on the donut face, it feels like a flat universe. But you can go around the donut. I mean, to me, that's like the toroidal shape of energy. And so some people think the universe mimics that energetic shape. And as we travel through space, it looks like we can go forever, but we're actually on a plane of how energy works. And so like,
why'd
eventually,
you cut me off to say this?
Because
this is like fucking, what are you talking about? This is like a science lecture.
Well, that the Big Bang model, it expanding means that there's also an end that we just can't see.
But how much of you believing whatever you believe is because you just refuse to believe anything that you don't love?
My brain is picking and choosing things that work for my beliefs. And I feel like that's what everybody does. But I always want to not be definitive, you know, even though it sounds like I am a lot of times. I'm just like, I'm open to the possibility of, even though I fucking always harsh on our current definitions of everything, I love the possibilities of how things could be. Like, yeah, sure. I like the idea that we could be on the plane of a black hole. There's that theory out there, and that the reason why we can't see past anything is like, not that we've hit a wall.
But I know, but you're just like, this is so tangential I know. From everything I was saying. Fuck, I don't even remember what I was saying, but we need to wrap it up. What do you think? What's the wrap up?
We are not so unique in the universe, and there is other life out there, and detecting them is just not where we're at right now. I do think that the humanoid shape is the crab of the universe. I could fall into the idea that aliens have visited Earth and look just like humans. Sure, there's other races, there's other
you could entities, fall into it. You talk there. About it constantly. You believe it.
Well, I don't know if I'm 100%, but I'm like,
I could be convinced of the things that I've been talking about for the last 10 years could maybe be true. But okay, but you're saying humanoid. So Drib, what do you think? You going humanoid? You want to go octopus? You want to go bear? I you already know mine. Mine is a human with two asses and four legs. And they're not side by side. They're not side by side. They're like kind of, they're not perpendicular and they're not parallel. They're sort of like, you know, what's the other axis? Axis. They're not, if they're not the Y and they're not the X, they're the Z, I guess. So it's like, so you almost have like four cheeks, which is good for, I don't know, playing bongos and stuff, like fun stuff.
A lot of upside there, a lot.
You know? That's what I think. But what do you think? Do you have a favorite crab of the universe?
Shape of intelligence?
The crab is good, and I think the humanoid is good. But like, I do think there might be something else that's even more
that we haven't conceptualized yet, maybe?
Because we can only like imagine creatures that exist in our environment. Like,
yeah.
In our terrestrial environment.
Yeah, except for, I mean, I nailed it with my thing. Like, no, my thing doesn't exist.
That's why the robot horse is my pick.
Oh, shit. Okay, the robot horse. And I got to look it up. What's it called? Really. What's it called? I got to look
it up. Oh, just, if you Google robot horse, it's going to find it.
I'll get a bunch of fucking deviant art, like fucking weird sex.
Go to
it'll
the
be
news.
The, it'll be the,
search it through news.
It'll be the Blucifer outside the fucking airport here. Realistic robot horse, amazing animatronic technology.
No, it's one you can ride. It's like
right. Well,
for home use.
Listen, do you wanna plug anything? Do you have a page for Drib the Mm-mm. musician?
If you want to see me play, you have to come see me in person.
That's cool, that's man. It. So it's like you exist in time and space.
I do.
Very cool. Is it like, I don't know what a DJ does. Do you just take different samples and play them together?
No, I just play. I play music. I play other just like people's a music. I'm just, a straight yeah, up DJ. Okay. I'm a.
So you
DJ
play a lot of DJ. Thriller.
I played Thriller this weekend.
Bombs Over Baghdad.
Yeah, yeah. Every show, it's going to get played.
You got to get them on the dance floor, man. All right. Well, hey, listen, thanks for being here. And if you're ever in Fort Collins, catch a show. It's Drib, not DJ Drib. People don't do that anymore. That's lame. Mm-mm. you don't want to shout out anything, right? So then I should just say the sign off.
Do you have an Instagram or a Spotify?
No, I'm a ghost. You cannot find me. You have to come find me.
Yeah, I love that.
Find me.
That's why I kind of text you things every now and then. I'm like, well, he did probably didn't see this.
I'm not on the network. I'm not.
All right. So thanks everyone for listening. We're gonna continue the conversation with our pal Drib over on our Patreon, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. It's goodbye. Dude, I don't know what's wrong with me right now. I just can't figure out how to end this show. Here's the closing. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you.
Goodbye.
sci-fi.